I'll have to defer his Italian affiliations, I fear, until another time. When I come to talk about the Italian songbook, I'll say something about Wolf's sublime masterpiece, as I hear it, not only the Italian songbook, but the miraculous work, the Italian Serenade. But for the moment, I'll confine myself to one comical and tragical story of Hugo Wolf in 1879 on a walking tour with a friend in the south of Austria. And while sitting in a tavern waiting for a train, he heard two Italians at the next table start to sing. And what they sang was Luigi Denza, Funicoli, Funicula, with guitar and mandolin accompaniment. Now, Wolf had always he'd always loved popular songs, but he became besotted with this one. Just couldn't hear enough of it. Showered the musicians with money, kept on shouting out, Da Capo! Until they were all exhausted. He had to be literally dragged away from the tavern and was heard in the distance, still singing and shouting, Da Capo! On the way to catch his train. Now, this is also a sad story because he was showing alarming symptoms of incurable brain syphilis. I don't say that's one of those symptoms, but he was already a desperately sick man. And within a year, he was a raving madman. But that love of Italy belonged to the sane side of his genius, the light, sunny, sweet side, which was also profound. And we hear a lot of that in the Italian songbook. And we hear a lot of it also in the 20th century tradition. Of course, a great deal has been said and will be said by people better qualified than I about Italy and its importance in the musical and spiritual lives of 20th century composers, such as Hans-Werner Henze, and above all, Sir William Walton. For my present purpose, though, I'll just content myself with adding a brief postscript. Just to give one last relevant illustration of 19th century German longing, as it happens, for the sunny south, but it could speak for us all. It's from the greatly gifted Georg Büchner, remembered as the author of Wozzeck, died tragically young in 1837 at only 24. In the final moments of his last play, Leonce und Lena, that prince and that princess establish a new country where working too hard is punishable by law. Okay? The ideal of that country is to lie in the shade and ask God for, I quote, macaroni, melons, figs, musical throats, beautiful bodies, and an undemanding religion. And Prince Leonce says, yes, he says, that'll be our ideal republic, and we'll abolish all the clocks, and ban all the calendars, and measure hours and months by blossom and fruit time, and we'll do away with winter altogether by royal decree, and spend a perpetual summer in Ischia and Capri. And there I'll conclude, if I may, for the time being.